traps, slanders, unjust accusations, violence, oppression, and persecution. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will embark on his work in a harsher climate than has ever been seen before. And it is under those conditions that he will wage his struggle. But despite all this pressure, he will wage a determined and indefatigable struggle. The hypocrites who abandon Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam community, the idolaters, and the irreligious all will collaborate against the movement of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. They will use all possible technological means and tools of communication to strive against him. However, by Allah's leave, this vile and irreligious system of the unbelievers will be defeated all across the world. No matter how widespread the moral degeneration in the world, and no matter how intense the pressure that irreligion brings to bear on Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, nothing by Allah's leave will be able to prevent him emerging victorious from his right struggle. By means of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, Allah will cause Islamic moral values to prevail across the world and will thwart all the traps of the unbelievers. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. As for those who make Allah their friend and his messenger, and those who believe, it is the party of Allah who are victorious. Allah has written, "I will be victorious, I and my messengers." Allah is most strong, almighty. The difficulties and tests that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will encounter in the years of his struggle. Untrue and unfounded slanders will be made against Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. The hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, speak of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and his community having to strive against an intense campaign of smears and defamation. It is revealed in the Quran that the messengers of Allah and those righteous individuals who, like them, have called on people to abide by religious moral values have always been the subject of such baseless accusations as seeking their own advantage, madness, pride, and sorcery. Some verses of the Quran in which this situation faced by the messengers is described as follows. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Alas, for my servants, no messenger comes to them without their mocking him. Equally, no messenger came to those before them without their saying, "A magician or a madman, did they bequeath this to each other? Indeed, they are an unbridled people. How shall they be reminded when a clear messenger has already come to them? But then they turned away from him and said, 'He is an instructed madman.'" A significant section of society will accuse Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam of corrupting their religion, perversion, lies, and many other such groundless defamations, just as has happened to all the messengers throughout the course of history. Since the age concerned will be the end times, the suspicion, skepticism, impatience, and disloyalty that prevail among so many people will cause the majority to pay heed to these false allegations and to mistrust true Muslims. However, Allah will turn all this in Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam favor, will absolve him of all this defamation, and will make his intellectual struggle even more effective. All verbal and written assaults on Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and all false allegations and smears intended to damage the reputation of Muslims will all eventually come to work in favor of his community. Various traps will be set in order to neutralize Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam message. The hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him, tell us that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will endure intense persecution from the supporters of the system of the Dajjal, the representative of irreligion in the end times. They will seek to obstruct, arrest, exile, and even martyr Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and will set many traps for him in order to put a stop to his intellectual struggle. As Allah reveals in the Quran, however, Allah will spoil all their traps and will absolve him of all the false snares they set. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When those who disbelieve were plotting against you to imprison you, or kill you, or expel you, they were plotting and Allah was plotting. But Allah is the best of plotters. They desire to trap him, but we made them the losers. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will face various forms of oppression and persecution. Unbelievers will resort to all kinds of pressure in order to obstruct Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals in a hadith how people descended from his own noble line will face many troubles and traps after him, such as kidnappings and exile. We are such a household that, for us, Allah preferred the hereafter over this world. After me, my Ahlul Bayt line will surely be subjected to trouble, abduction, and banishment. After me, my Ahlul Bayt line will meet trouble and suffering and be subjected to strokes. As we know, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will also be descended from our Prophet, peace be upon him. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is from my community. It is revealed in another hadith that, like other messengers and saintly figures, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be exposed to much injustice and many false allegations. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, performs 2 rakats of prayer, salat. When he returns from the prayer, he says, "People, the community of Muhammad and especially his Ahlul Bayt have undergone many troubles, and we have undergone suffering and injustice." The Prophet, peace be upon him, said this, "Jibreel told me that my Ahlul Bayt will be oppressed after me. This oppression will last until Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, who is one of them, will appear. Until there, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and his students, glory is exalted and the Muslim community will unite in loving them. In that time, those who revile against them will decrease. Those who do not love them will be denigrated, and those who praise them will increase. As a requirement of the law of Allah, these conditions seen in all the messengers and prophets will also apply to Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, as revealed in yet another hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Imam Zain al-Abidin stated, "Al-Khayyim, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will resemble the messengers of Allah in various ways. He will individually resemble the prophets Noah alayhi salam, Abraham alayhi salam, Moses alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, Job alayhi salam, and Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the other prophets. He will resemble the prophet Noah alayhi salam in being long lived, the prophet Abraham alayhi salam in his birth being concealed and away from the public eye, to the Prophet Moses alayhi salam in a state of fear, the intensity of dangers directed to Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, his being face to face to all kinds of danger like murder, plotting, arrest, taking into custody and exile, and his constantly spending his life hiding, to the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam and people being in conflict about him. Some people will say Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will come, while others will say he will not. To the Prophet Job alayhi salam and being delivered to salvation after trouble. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will also suffer many difficulties, diseases and trouble. However, just like the Prophet Job alayhi salam, he will be saved by Allah's mercy. To the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his appearing with his sword, our Prophet's, peace be upon him, holy relics will be with Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. The activities and oppression directed against Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will reveal all the horror of the climate of the end times. But all these will further enhance the glory of his struggle. And this, the greatest intellectual struggle since the time of our Prophet, peace be upon him, will persist during his time. And by Allah's leave, this magnificent struggle will result in the moral values of Islam enfolding the whole world, as our Lord has promised. Psychological warfare techniques will be used in order to obstruct and hinder Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Dr. Joseph Goebbels, Minister of Propaganda and a member of Hitler's Special Psychological Warfare Unit that made intensive use of psychological warfare during the Second World War, said this in one of his many references to these methods: tell lies and lies, and in the end they will believe you. These words by Goebbels are evidence of how easy it is to deceive the public through false newspaper reports and untrue statements. Hitler had a special psychological warfare team made up of psychologists, psychiatrists, scientists, and other experts. They would initiate slander campaigns and lies against targets who did not share their views. They sought to neutralize opposition by spreading these lies over the radio, the television, and in pamphlets. Both fascism and communism made use of the techniques of psychological warfare. Stalin, who killed millions and perpetrated mass slaughter, attached great importance to psychological warfare. He sought to silence opposition with lies, insults, slander, and other psy-war methods. He had opponents imprisoned in mental asylums and branded as insane. Psychological warfare techniques will be employed against Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in the same way in the end times. Various smear campaigns, lies, and the character defamations will be launched against him in an effort to influence public opinion against him. The psychological warfare techniques will be aimed at vast masses of people by the use of all the means made possible by technological advances, by means of television, newspapers, and the internet. The supporters of the Dajjal will engage in negative propaganda against Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam by means of written and spoken media, and will strive to supposedly damage his esteem in the public eye. But these psychological warfare techniques and the pressure brought to bear on Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam in the public eye will be unable to prevent him emerging victorious from his intellectual struggle. Despite all these endeavors against him, by Allah's leave, it is Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam who will be the victor. Our Almighty Lord sets out the reason for this in a verse saying, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. As for those who make Allah their friend and his messenger, and those who believe, it is the party of Allah who are victorious. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be followed, placed under surveillance, and persecuted. One hadith reveal that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be followed, placed under surveillance, and thus persecuted by the supporters of the Dajjal. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, as saying, the Dajjal would come forth, and a person from among the believers Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would go towards him, and the armed men of the Dajjal would meet him. In this hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, we are told that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be watched by armed men of the Dajjal, that he will be followed and that efforts will be made to neutralize him in this way. In the Quran, Allah also reveals that similar efforts were made to impede those messengers preaching the true faith by placing them under surveillance in the same way. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. He is nothing but a man possessed, so wait a while and see what happens to him. In another hadith, our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals from Najul al-Balagha, the Lord of Believers, peace be upon him, said, He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will hide from people. And even if trackers look for him, they will find no trace of him. The hadith reveals that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be placed under surveillance and followed because of false accusation by hypocrites, and that various traps will thus be set for him. But these will never come to fruition. The trackers will want to collect intelligence about Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam for the purpose of arresting, exiling or imprisoning him, but they will never succeed. They will never find anything against Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and the traps will never succeed. Various attempts will be made on Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam life, and he will be threatened with death. The hadiths say that the unbelievers will threaten to kill Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam unless he abandons his intellectual struggle, and they will make various attempts on his life. At a time when the world will be in utter confusion and disorder, tribulation will appear, when roads will be cut, some will attack some others. Days and nights will not come to an end until my Ahlul Bayt has a member, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, who will not find it difficult to prevent fitna, and who cannot be dissuaded by killing him by death threats. But despite all their endeavor, the unbelievers will never be able to harm Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, and Allah will protect Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam from all snares and dangers, and will elevate his glory. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be imprisoned at various times in his life. It is reported in the hadiths that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be imprisoned and therefore disappear from people's sight for a certain length of time. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will twice disappear from human sight. On one occasion, he will remain unseen for so long that some people will think he has died, and others that he has departed. This hadith reveals that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will disappear from sight twice. According to the hadiths, the first of these disappearances will be brief, and the second longer. There will be two occultations of the Qayyim, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. One will be longer than the other. The Lord of this rising, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will have two occultations. One occultation, period of imprisonment, will be so long that they will say, he is dead. Some will say, he has been killed. Others will say, he has gone. It is clear that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, who strives to spread the moral values of Islam in the end times, will not disappear from view of his own volition. It therefore appears that Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam disappearance from sight will take the form of forced imprisonment outside his free will. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has therefore referred to Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, the Ghaib, in other words, he who is lost and imprisoned, he who disappears from sight due to a term of imprisonment. That is why Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is also known as the Ghaib. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, compared the imprisonment of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam to that of the Prophet Joseph alayhi salam. In one hadith, our Prophet, peace be upon him, reveals that there are great similarities between the lives of the Prophet Joseph alayhi salam and Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Abu Basr says, I heard Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam say, he who possesses this occultation, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will have the sunnah of four prophets. I said, what is the sunnah of the Prophet Joseph alayhi salam? And he said, imprisonment and disappearance. The hadith also say that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will resemble the Prophet Joseph alayhi salam in terms of imprisonment and disappearance. Surah Yusuf in the Quran also contains references to this disappearance of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam. Like Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, the Prophet Joseph alayhi salam also disappeared from sight on two occasions, one short and one longer. In the first, the Prophet Joseph alayhi salam was cast into a well and subsequently pulled out by a passing caravan. And in the second, he was unjustly cast into a dungeon and spent a very long time there. But he was afterward shown to be innocent and released. And in the end times, just like the Prophet Joseph alayhi salam, there will be clear evidence that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is also innocent, but he will still be imprisoned as a result of the unbelievers' traps. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be chained by his hands and by his feet. When the believer Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam would see the Dajjal, he would say, O people, he is the Dajjal, about whom Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, has informed us. The Dajjal would then order and he would be struck even on his back and on his stomach. The Dajjal would catch hold of him by his hand and feet and throw him. And the people would think as if he had been thrown in the hellfire, whereas he would be thrown in paradise. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, notes in this hadith that in the end times, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, hands and feet will be chained by influence of the Dajjal. It appears from this information in the hadith that Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, hands and feet will be bound by chains and he will be thrown into prisons and mental asylums of his time. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, revealed that the life of the great Mahdi of the end times, the final saint, will be spent striving against persecution, torture, prison, and injustices. We are such a people of the house that Allah has preferred the hereafter over this world for us. It is certain that after me, my Ahlul Bayt will suffer scourges, abductions, and exile. After me, my Ahlul Bayt will experience tribulations and troubles and will receive heavy blows. A copper plate will be hung around Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam neck. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, as saying, the Dajjal would try to catch hold of him, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, so that he should kill him. The space between his neck and collarbone would be turned into copper, and he would find no means to kill him. So he would catch hold of him by his hand and feet and throw him, and the people would think as if he had been thrown in the hellfire, whereas he would be thrown in paradise. The Dajjal's having a garden and fire is part of his corruption. His fire is a garden and his garden is fire. Let whoever is tested by his fire beg help from Allah and recite the beginning of Surah Al-Kahf. It, the fire, will be cool and peace for him. In the same way the fire was for the Prophet Abraham, alayhi salam. We understand that the place referred to in the hadith is a place of suffering and woes, but it is also a verdant place and a garden. Through his love of Allah and radiance of faith, the believers will suffer no pain there. We understand from the information given by our Prophet, peace be upon him, in the hadith that This is also a place where the hands and feet are tied. People here will have a copper plate on their necks, on which their names are written, and legal immunity will be obtained here. The impression given by all this information is that the hadith is referring to someone being kept in a mental hospital, and Allah knows the truth. His helpers too will suffer spiritual pressure and persecution along with Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam. The pressures from unbelievers that has been seen in many societies at all times in history will also be manifested in Hazrat Mahdi's alayhis salam community in the end times. When the Prophet Moses alayhis salam called his people to the true path, Pharaoh and the leading members of that society slaughtered the sons of the believers in order to prevent them going along with the Prophet Moses alayhis salam. They threatened to cut off their alternate hands and feet and persecuted believers in various ways. When the Prophet Abraham alayhis salam called on people to believe in Allah alone, the elite of the time cast him into the flames. Things were the same in the time of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and pressure from the ruling class of the time persisted. The pagans of Mecca, and especially Abu Lahab, and the people around him who were opposed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, resorted to torture and oppression in order to prevent the companions obeying the Prophet, peace be upon him. People who support Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam in the end times and strive for the rise of the Islamic moral virtues will be exposed to various forms of pressure from unbelievers, as has happened in the past. Various traps will be set for Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam helpmates to make them abandon him. Slanders will be issued and conspiracies set in motion. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, describes this state of affairs in the hadiths. Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam will exhibit the physical strength of the Prophet Moses alayhis salam, the splendor of the Prophet Jesus alayhis salam, and the fortitude of the Prophet Job alayhis salam. In the future, his chosen people, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhis salam helpers, will be reviled and belittled. Fear will enfold them. These are my friends. They strive on Allah's path and the proud despise them. Their worth is unknown in this world, but they will be recognized in the hereafter. He said, look for them at the edges of the world. Their lives are simple, their homes are on their backs. Even if present, they are not recognized. If they are lost, none will look for them. If they are sick, none will visit them. And if they wish to marry, none will come to them. If they die, none will attend their funerals. They share their possessions equally among them and visit one another's graves. Their wishes are all the same, even if they are in different cities. Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam and his helpers will not be fully understood by the society they live in. Many people will regard these individuals as being on the wrong path and will seek to pressurize them into returning to their own beliefs. But this psychological campaign will have no effect at all on Hazrat Mahdi's alayhis salam devout followers. On the contrary, it will be instrumental in increasing their faith in Allah and devotion to Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam. It is revealed in the hadiths that Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam and his helpers will not be worn down by the initiatives of those who condemn them. They, followers of Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam, are select Muslims who will fear the condemnation of no critics on the path of Allah. Imam Az-Zaman, Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam, will rub his hands between his followers' chests and shoulders, by which they will not hesitate in any judgment. No decision will be difficult for them. All these activities directed against Hazrat Mahdi alayhis salam and his helpers will, by Allah's leave, be instrumental in true believers being recognized across the world, and their qualities as believers being made more visible. The snares of the unbelievers are condemned to be thwarted and to be rebound against them. Allah promises in the Quran that the trickery of the unbelievers will be thwarted and work against them. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. They hatched a plot, and we hatched a plot while they were not aware. So look at the end result of all their plotting. We utterly destroyed them and their whole people.